Previously on the Nights of Layla.
What happened? I was in a forest.
Thus, it's okay, Lails. It was just a dream.
I think it must have been that Nafak gene that was with him all the time. You know, they can also interfere with your dreams.
Ah, Ma, not you too.
Let me start by calling the police and we can see from there. In fact, let me call them right now. I'll put the phone on speaker in case they need to ask you something.
Officer Mbona speaking. How can I assist you?
Come, dear friends. It's time to meet the shadows. The Adams Mansion is in darkness, as well it should be. Way past the witching hour on this cloudy, moonless night. A tree branch taps eerily against the window. There are shadows lurking everywhere, but the inhabitants of the mansion are oblivious to them as they lay dead to the world in their warm and comfortable beds. The only disturbance being a fitting dream which causes them to stare, to mutter, or to turn over in their sleep. The wind is whistling through the trees, and Salman is snoring gently next to Layla, who is suddenly awakened by an urge to use the toilet. Not wanting to disturb him, she finds her way in the darkness to the ensuite bathroom. A cold wind brushes past her, and she realizes that the bathroom window has been blown wide open by the gale which is gathering momentum outside. She forgets to don her scarf upon entering, when suddenly, frighteningly, she sees the outline of a silhouette in her peripheral vision and feels a cold hand brush against the side of her face. Salman jumps up from his sleep and rushes to her side, knocking the jug of water he keeps on his bedside table over in his haste.
Layla! Layla! What's wrong? Is there someone in the house?
No, I don't know. Oh, Salman?
Wait, let me turn on the light. That's better. Oh my word, you're as white as a sheet. What's happening, Layla? Are you okay?
I came to use the bathroom and I saw a shadow. I felt something cold on my face.
Lails? Look around. There's no one here. It's just me. The bathroom is empty. Our room is empty. It's just me. What's wrong?
Maybe it's the wind that's coming in through the window. Wait, let me close it. There. Now not even the wind can blow through it.
Salman, no. I'm not making this up. I know I felt something. It was cold. And it touched my face and...
Listen, Lails. It's late. You just woke up from a deep sleep. When I came back from my meeting, you were already out for the count.
But I know.
Lails, you must have imagined it. At night, the darkness can make you see things that are more vivid than normal. Maybe you were disorientated by the lights or something. And why didn't you switch on the lights when you got up?
I didn't want to wake you. Why is this happening to me?
Just relax. Maybe you're just anxious. Did something happen today? And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to speak to you. I've just been busy with site work and meetings one on top of the other. When I came back, I didn't get a chance to speak to you.
Actually, I did try getting hold of you during the day. Salman, something terrible has happened. Adnan has gone missing.
What? Adnan? But I just saw him at the gym on Sunday morning.
Nasira was here. She said they had a big fight on Sunday night and Adnan just stormed out of the flat and he didn't come back. He stayed out the entire night. And when she came here in the morning, he still hadn't come home.
No, man, Lails. Did she try calling him? And did they check by the workshop if he was there or the gym?
She did. But his cell phone was turned off and nobody had seen him since Sunday.
And did they try calling the cops?
Yes. But they said an adult can only be reported missing after 72 hours.
All right, I'll call the security company at 6 when the shift changes and ask them to send a patrol car out to look for him.
Thanks. I just hope he comes home soon, inshallah, with Nasira being pregnant.
What? Nasira is expecting?
Yes, her doctor called her while she was here and gave her the news.
Ah, Lails, that must have been so hard for you. I'm sure you're happy for them. But at the same time, we've been trying for so long as well. Oh no, I almost forgot. Did you make it for the gynae appointment today?
Yes,
Well, what did she say?
She sent me for some blood tests and did a thorough checkup. She said that as far as she can see, there's nothing wrong with me health-wise. I just need to relax a bit and not stress so much.
You have been quite stressed since the dream started again. And now this shadow thing? I think we should make an appointment to see the family physician. Maybe that's a good route for your treatment.
But the gynae did say that I'm in perfectly good health.
I understand, but maybe if you go and see Dr. Mohammed, he can give you a lifestyle plan so that you can calm down a little bit and lower your stress levels.
Okay, if you think it will help, but maybe I should see an Amil.
Oh man, Lails, what do you mean an Amil? Don't be ridiculous. This is definitely stress-related.
In the corner of the bedroom, unnoticed by the couple, the shadow slinks off and disappears into the night.
What was that?
Relax, Lails. It's just the bathroom window banging in the wind. Wait, I'll go and close it.
But didn't you just close it?
Salman, you look shattered. Did you not get any sleep last night? I heard you come in past 11.
Yeah, my meeting ran late last night and I didn't have a great sleep. Restless throughout the whole night.
Where's Layla this morning? She usually has breakfast with you before you leave for work.
I didn't wake her up yet. She had a tough night and I just thought she could sleep in. I'll wake her up later.
A tough night? After relaxing by the pool the whole day?
Lou, don't be so mean. You know she does her fair share around the house. What else do you expect her to do while Salman is at work?
Mom, Layla has been suffering with nightmares recently. Last night, she felt as something brushed against her when she went to use the bathroom.
The nightmares I can understand. What, with the life she loved before? But a shadow? Come on, son. Surely she's imagining things.
I did tell her maybe she's imagining it. But she's adamant that she felt something brushing against her when she woke up.
That sounds absurd. Maybe she's having some kind of mental breakdown. Why don't you take her to the doctor?
Yeah, that's a plan, Mom. I thought I could take her for an appointment to Dr. Mohammed. Since Layla seems to be under a hell of a lot of stress. But until then, I don't know what to do.
I'll make the appointment. You know, he always fits us in.
Maybe. It's not a medical problem. So, Mom, why don't you speak to Malana Yaqub? Ma is listening to a series he's running on jinn and jadu. Maybe it's something to do with that.
I doubt it, Ishaq. But I suppose you could stop by now to see the Molana at the mosque. Salman, if only to put your mind at rest.
Let me call him and tell him you need to see him urgently.
Salman goes to see Molana Yaqub at the Westville Masjid before he goes into work and explains the situation to him, not wanting to divulge too much information as he is skeptical that the Molana can assist them in any way.
Come in, Salman. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Molana. Sorry to disturb you, Molana. Do you have some time to speak?
Not a problem at all, son. Your father said it's quite urgent. Have a seat. And you can explain the problem to me.
Well, Molana, you see, it's my wife. She's been suffering from these nightmares. It's a thing that she suffered with from her first marriage as well. And last night, she got up to use the bathroom, and she saw something and felt something brush up against her.
So, is she experiencing any undue stress or anxiety at the moment?
Molana, you know, just the usual day-to-day stress. But her brother did disappear on Sunday night, and his wife did come to Layla to ask her for help. Maybe that upset her, but I don't know.
Look, Salman, stress these days is a major factor that can cause psychological disturbances in a person, but we cannot rule out the aspect of sihr and jinn either. So I suggest that you take Layla to see a doctor as well as an amil. But in the meantime, it is essential that you increase Quran recitation in the home, especially the Mu'awwadhatayn, Ayat al-Kursi, and even the last ayat of Surah al-Baqarah. So I'll send you some of the contact details of a reliable Amil, and then you can see what he has to say.
Salman leaves Maulana Yaqub and goes into the office, so deep in contemplation that he almost bumps straight into Tabo.
Hey, bro, careful.
Hey, sorry, Tabo. I didn't see you standing there.
You're so out of it, Salman. What's up?
Nothing, man. Just some stuff going on at home.
Listen, bro, I can help you with whatever is troubling you. You know the Sangoma course I'm studying? We're already on a module explaining how to sort out domestic issues.
Domestic issues? I thought becoming a Sangoma was like becoming a herbalist or witch doctor, not a psychologist.
Funny, bro. This course is actually a holistic approach to well-being. So tell me the problem, and I'll see if I can help you. I need some real-life case studies to practice on.
Mr. Monyatse and Mr. Adams, please get in here so we can see how far you've gotten with the plans.
Salman is relieved that the boss has called them both in. He was unsure of how to respond to Thabo's offer. Although not very Islamic, Salman is aware that getting involved with a Sangoma is not the right thing to do. By the docks, surfacing from the depths of the darkness of a deserted warehouse, a figure slinks out of the ancient building and pulls the rusty door closed, locking it cautiously behind him. Furtively, looking left and right, he makes his way hastily across the pathway to the coffee shop by the harbor. A bell rings overhead as he enters and walks casually to a table in the corner, where he has a clear view of the ships docked at the harbor. He orders two coffees from a passing waitress and sits watching the door, waiting for someone.
Ah, Maulana, I was wondering if you would make it. I took the liberty of ordering you a coffee.
Adnan, assalamu alaikum. So good to see you again. After all these years, I must say, I was quite surprised when I got your message.
Can't say likewise, Maltz, but needs must, I suppose.
Adnan, is something wrong?
That's why I invited you here, Maltz, so that you can figure it out.
What do you mean?
It's starting again. The thing, you know, the one that used to bother me when I was at Darul Uloom.
You mean the genie? The one who fell in love? You are your... she's back.
Yes, I mean, no, it's not her this time, but it's something.
When did it start? If I recall your case correctly, we had gotten rid of the genie that had possessed you. So it must be something else.
Yes, it's not her this time. But I feel, I don't know, a presence of some sort. A disturbance. And I need your help to get rid of it.
Is it making you do things you don't want to do?
Yes, I've become aggressive again. And I keep fighting with everyone around me. I didn't know who to turn to, so...
Shh! Adnan... Don't cry. I'll try to help you, but you are going to have to come into my rooms so that we can start the treatment.
Maltz, I might need a place to crash until this thing is sorted.
Aren't you married now, Adnan? And staying with your wife? Does she know about this?
No. I left home the other evening and I haven't told her about any of this.
Look, Adnan, let's go to my rooms now so that we can get started. I don't have any appointments lined up for the rest of the afternoon. Then we'll take it from there. All right?
Did you come here with your car?
No. My car is at the mechanic. I got a lift with my last client. He agreed to bring me after I told him that I had some urgent business here.
Good. Then we can go in my car. It's parked on the other side of the docks. Come, let's walk there and I'll tell you a bit more.
Adnan pays for the coffee and the two men walk back towards Adnan's car. Adnan tries to explain what is happening to him to his old Amil, and Maulana Bashir is so caught up in Adnan's story that he fails to realize that they are walking towards the warehouse at the docks instead of the parked car.
What are we doing by the warehouses, Adnan? I thought we were taking your car.
Chill, Maltz. We're going in a minute. I just wanted to show you something here.
But these warehouses have been sealed up for years. What can you possibly be wanting to show me here? And how are we going to get in?
I have a key. Let me just show you this.
Maulana Bashir becomes concerned and suspicious, but he takes Adnan's word and follows him into the darkened warehouse. Before the Amil realizes what is happening, Adnan turns on him with reddened eyes and speaks in a voice other than his own.
You'll do as I say, Bashir. Get down on the floor and don't move. You will be my slave. You are always trying to get rid of us, but we are stronger than you, smarter than you. And now it's time for you to pay for your actions.
Help! Help me!
Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.